everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. We're so happy you joined us. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
When the lad was even younger, he's still growing up. I was about to say when the lad was growing up, but he's still growing up. But when he was a lot younger, and he even still to this day, we've spent a little bit of time on the TV channel PBS Kids. And so today's trivia is all going to relate to the channel of PBS Kids. What are your thoughts immediately, like right out of the gate, that about PBS Kids?
I really loved it when I was like around 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, you did. There was a lot of shows that we watched when we were younger. So excellent. Well, if you're just joining us for the first time, or if you're coming back for another episode, we just want to jog your memory about how this podcast works. We're going to do 15 questions of trivia, 3 rounds of 5 questions each. Each round that goes by, we're going to make the trivia a little more difficult. So this first round, the first 5 questions are the easiest questions we can come up with, ones that most people in the car or at home are going to know the answers to. We call this round
Trivia Tots.
And with that, we're going to jump right in to PBS Kids Trivia. Question 1. Which PBS character had a spin-off show within Sesame Street?
Elmo?
Elmo is correct. What is the name of Elmo's show? Do you know?
Elmo's World.
Elmo's World. Can you rattle off the theme song?
I don't think I ever watched it. Okay, I did watch
you
that
watched
a
it
lot.
A ton. And it goes doo 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 doo. Elmo's World. No, you don't.
No,
that doesn't jog
remember.
Your memory. That's all right. Yes, Elmo's World got its own spin-off show from Sesame Street.
But I love Sesame Street.
Yeah.
That's such a good show.
It is.
It brings so much nostalgia.
Nostalgia. 9-year-old nostalgia. That's good. Question 2. What science-themed show stars 3 kids and a talking lizard named Liz as they go on wacky field trips?
Magic School Bus?
The Magic School Bus is correct. What was the name of the teacher? Do you know?
Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle. Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think it's 3 kids. I think it's the whole class.
But I think they feature those 3 kids though. Those are the
they're
ones.
They're always
that, like,
on the, they're like the main characters,
yeah.
But usually some episodes, they're all the main characters.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I think, well, they tried. They did
a remake.
Yeah. They did a reboot of Magic School Bus a couple years ago. I don't know if it lasted too long.
I only watched 1 episode of it.
Yeah.
The old version is always the best.
It is. It's fantastic. Question 3. Which PBS show features a red dog who is much bigger than a normal dog and lives on Birdwell Island?
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Clifford the Big Red Dog is correct. We've done questions about Clifford before. Was that on the TV show trivia? I think we did.
I don't think so.
Because I know there was an episode once where we did questions about Clifford.
I think Clifford's a book, though.
Well, Clifford was a book and they turned it into a TV show.
Yeah.
Yep. But I think it had to do with Clifford's owner, maybe. Something like that.
But he's also in it, too. But he talks.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. And the movie was pretty neat, too.
Oh, yeah. The movie's really good.
Question 4. What animated show follows 2 brothers, Chris and Martin, as they use creature power suits to learn about animals?
One of my favorite shows, Wild Kratts.
Wild Kratts is correct. You loved Wild Kratts. And I enjoyed them too. I think that show did a lot for, like, using your imagination as well as learning about like real world animals. It was pretty cool.
And they're good for PBS Kids games too.
Yes.
They have the best ones.
Yeah, they did.
They still do.
Question 5. Which PBS show is hosted by a tiger wearing a red sweater and is a spin-off of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood is correct. Now, you just learned about the connection to Mr. Rogers, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we watched a video on, I think, I can't remember what we were, it was the episode where they learned how to make crayons.
How crayons are made.
And I don't remember how we got on that, but we started watching episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and then you learned that Daniel Tiger was a character in the Land of Make-Believe on Mr. Rogers.
Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, so much to do, so much to see. Play along with me, along with me.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite show.
Yeah. Well, I know it's really funny that you learned more about Daniel Tiger first and then learned about Mr. Rogers. And it was kind of fun making that connection. I liked watching your face light up when you got to see the original puppet that was Daniel Tiger.
That was emotionally scarring me.
All right. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett is 5 for 5 and doing great. Hopefully you at home are doing just as well. But now the questions are going to get a little tougher. Here we go with the mind move around and question 6. In Dinosaur Train, what is the name of the young Tyrannosaurus Rex who embarks on adventures to learn about different dinosaurs?
I don't know.
This was a tough one. This was a tough question. The answer we are looking for is Buddy.
Buddy, I watched Dinosaur Train a lot, but I never really paid attention to the names of the characters.
I didn't know this one. I've seen every episode of Dinosaur Train that exists, and I'm pretty sure that I don't know this one either. So that was a tough one. But what isn't tough is the theme song to Dinosaur Train.
Dinosaur train. The most catchiest one ever.
And we used to sing it all the time.
But our my little cousin, one of his favorite shows is Dinosaur Train.
Yep, he loves it. All things dinosaurs. Super excited.
I feel like all little kids go through a dinosaur phase.
It's true. I think they're just easy to like because they're big and they don't really exist anymore, so I think it's easy to imagine. And you have toys and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, makes sense. Question 7. What show follows a young girl named Pinkalicious and her brother, Peter, as they explore art and creativity?
Pinkalicious.
Well, it's not exactly what we're looking for. You got half of it.
Pinkalicious Adventures?
Nope, not quite. The answer we're looking for is Pinkalicious and Peterific. Peterific. That's what we're looking for. That almost seemed too obvious at first when I started reading the question. I'm like, well, both the names are in the question, but no, Peterific was the second part we were looking for.
Yeah.
You didn't get as much into this show.
No, I never really liked it.
It was okay. But yeah, I think it was a little older than what you were at when you were watching a lot more PBS Kids.
Yeah.
So I don't think that you got into it as much. Question 8. Which math-focused PBS show follows two kids and a talking dog named Digit as they stop villains using math skills?
Odd Squad?
Odd Squad is a good guess, but incorrect. The answer we're looking for is Cyber Chase.
Oh, I never got into this show.
Nope, we never watched it. I've never seen it.
I've never even seen a single episode of Cyber Chase.
No, I've heard of it, but I never watched it.
Yeah.
It's math. I don't know. Neither of us are math guys, so maybe that's why we avoided it.
I mean, I love Odd Squad, and that's a math show.
Is it only math?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I do enjoy Odd Squad, too. Question 9. Which children's TV show features four colorful characters named Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Poe?
Work It Out Wombats.
Work It Out Wombats, I've never heard of before. That is incorrect. The answer we're looking for is Teletubbies. Teletubbies are a little before your time. So some of the older folks may be listening to this. I know what Teletubbies is.
I just didn't. There's so many of these older shows that were made by PBS that I don't know of.
Sure, sure. But yep, Teletubbies were really big. And creepy, indeed. Yeah, I was never, they were too young for me. I was a little older when those came out, but.
I mean, Teletubbies, they were 10 feet tall, and the rabbits that they played with on the show were giant.
Yeah.
They were giants.
Yeah. You just recently saw that, didn't you? Like, it was some kind of video that
secrets
you saw.
That will ruin your childhood.
And finally, question 10. Which show was the longest running PBS Kids show?
I don't know.
Well, we just spoke about it a little while ago.
Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street, is it that?
It is not Sesame Street, but it is. The answer we're looking for is Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Mr. Rogers was one of the very first PBS shows for children, and it first aired in 1968. But guess what? You were really close with Sesame Street, too. Sesame Street also aired in 1969, just 1 year later. But yeah, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Well, that round was a little tougher. We missed a couple questions in there, but that's all right. Everybody at home and in the car, I'm sure, is doing well. But folks, now's the time to buckle that seatbelt, hang on tight, put on your helmet, put in your mouth guard, maybe some protective eyewear, double knot your shoes, triple knot your shoes. Hopefully you're wearing two pairs of socks because the questions are about to get really crazy. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Not for the faint of heart, folks. Brace yourselves. Question 11. What is the correct spelling of the famous Bear family's last name in the Berenstain Books series?
Berenstein.
Berenstein is incorrect.
It's Berenstein. It's Berenstein.
The correct spelling is Berenstain. Berenstain.
It's Berenstein. The Berenstain Bears.
So you are referring to this thing that's called the Mandela Effect. If you actually go and look at your books and you look at pictures on the internet and stuff, you'll see that it's Berenstain. But for some reason, everybody remembers it differently. We remember it as Berenstain Bears, Berenstein.
I say it's Berenstein.
And, well, either way, it's Stain. Berenstain Bears.
Well, that's never going to happen. I'm never going to say Berenstain Bears. I'm saying Berenstain Bears. That's not going to change my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the Mandela Effect, though, which kind of is used to describe this, also refers to the Monopoly Man. Do you know the Monopoly guy does not have a monocle? Like the little one-eyed glass? He doesn't have one of those, but a lot of people remember him as having one of those. And that the Curious George doesn't have a tail.
Okay, that one I know. Yeah, he doesn't have a tail. Why?
I don't know.
Why, I ask? He's a monkey.
Yep.
Maybe he got surgically removed.
I don't know why.
Or maybe it's just PBS kids made a mistake and they didn't really care about it.
Yeah. But there's all kinds of these. There's a there's a whole list of different Mandela effect things where we remember them just a little bit differently. Kind of weird. Go check it out. Question 12. Which show set in outer space teaches kids about astronomy with characters like Jet Propulsion and his human friends?
Astrojet?
Astrojet is incorrect.
Astrojet.
Astrojet is also incorrect.
Astrojet?
The answer we're looking for is Ready, Jet, Go. Were you talking about the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you were just discussing a piece of Ready, Jet, Go. But yeah. Yeah, the answer of the show.
Ready, Jet, Go. I never got into that show.
You did you watched a little bit, but it was always on like after something else that you actually watched.
Yeah.
So we'd watch it because it was on. But yeah, we never really like sought it out.
Yeah, well, we also, when did the PBS Kids app come on?
I can't answer.
Because we usually always watch it on live TV.
Yep, yep. Question 13. What is the man in the yellow hat's real name?
Donald?
Well, just so we're clear, the man in the yellow hat is from the series Curious George, and the answer we're looking for is Ted, or Theodore, whatever you want to call him. They revealed that later on. I think it was in one of the movies. I think they revealed what the...
There was a movie?
I thought so. Or maybe it was...
there is a movie that I've never watched before.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah. But you loved Curious George. You used to actually make your own books, like you would draw and illustrate and make your own stories that involved Curious George.
Yeah.
Like No Noggin.
That was the only one featuring him. But there was also Paddington.
Yep. You loved Paddington too. But yeah, we watched a lot of Curious George.
Yeah. I feel like my favorite, there was a mini movie, I think. It was The Legend of No Noggin.
Mm-hmm. And you watched that 100 times.
I know.
At least.
But it's so good.
It was entertaining. Question 14. Which show's main character is an anthropomorphic aardvark?
What?
I'll give you a hint. Anthropomorphic is a animal that has human characteristics. So what aardvark has human characteristics?
Oh, Arthur.
Arthur is correct. Very good.
I never knew he was an aardvark.
Yeah. Yeah. Arthur is an aardvark.
I thought he was like a mouse or something.
No, that's why he's got that big long snout.
That looks like a normal human face to me.
It's closer, but yeah, I think he's more human than aardvark, I think. But the only thing I remember is his fist. Like that's the meme that gets passed around is Arthur's fist.
How, what?
He gets very mad about things. And just for that. I mean, like, I don't think Arthur actually gets mad, but there was like a picture of Arthur's fist that goes around on memes all the time.
There's also, like, I've seen this video, it's cartoon logic that makes no sense.
Uh-huh.
And it features him wearing headphones, not on his ears, but he's still listening to it. Oh. So his ears are on the top of his head, but it's normally where a human's ears would be.
Oh, okay, I mean, see.
It kind of makes sense if he has human characteristics, but still, he doesn't have ears on that part of his head.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
Same with Mr. Krabs. He literally listens to music with headphones on its eyes.
On his eyes. That's pretty funny. And finally, question number 15. What was the name of the longtime host of Reading Rainbow who encouraged children to explore books with the phrase, "But you don't have to take my word for it"?
I don't know.
The answer we're looking for, the actor LeVar Burton. LeVar Burton. Now, I think some of the younger folks may have not spent too much time on Reading Rainbow, but LeVar Burton, really, really famous actor, was also in Star Trek. He was a character in Star Trek, the series. Ooh. So, yeah, very famous dude.
The one that wears blue?
No, he's got the visor over his eyes. I forget what his name was in Star Trek, but yeah. And with that, folks, we're going to wrap up PBS Kids Trivia. This one was awesome. Emmett always loves to talk nostalgia, and this was definitely nostalgic for the both of us.
I'm surprised there wasn't any Super Why questions.
Oh, that's right. That's another great show. Yep. Yeah, the mom helped us write these questions, so.
Now, Super Why, that was like my second favorite show.
Yeah. Yeah, you love that
one. I watched a boatload of Super Why.
Lots of Super Why. Well, that's all about reading, too.
Yeah.
Yep, and phonics and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was actually like literature and like folk tales.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of taught a little bit of everything.
Because there's actually a pig from like the,
Well, from the Three Little Pigs. Yep.
And there's also Red Riding Hood.
Yep. Yep.
Princess. I don't know which story that's from.
The Princess and the Pea, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Well, if you loved today's show, we would love it if you gave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on right now. You can also reach out to us on social media with episode ideas. Anything that you want to say to us, maybe questions, comments, if you like the show, what do you like the show? And maybe we could even give you a shout out, but leave us those suggestions on what topics you would love to hear some trivia about. We want to get more of those involved. So find us on Instagram and Facebook at Dad Lad Trivia. We'd love to hear from you. What are your final thoughts before we sign off on PBS Kids, lad?
I could honestly cry because it was like going back 3 or 4 years.
So far, so long ago. But for real, that's like half your life. Yep. Those were a lot of great times that we spent on PBS Kids. You did a lot of great learning, and we're really thankful that PBS Kids is around right now and
still is around.
And we want to keep that there. So yeah, support your local PBS station and PBS News and all that stuff. We really are big supporters of PBS here on the Dad and Lad podcast. So all right, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in this week and tuning in every week. We always appreciate our loyal listeners. Until we meet again, see you later.
Alligators.